Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I have a feeling that a White House intern is going to get fired over the tweet that I'm going to show you in just one moment. But first, I have some breaking news that is being reported online in a very irresponsible manner. MAGA is spreading this lie that Hamas is right about to release the hostages, but that is not what's being reported. Trump is trying to solve, in a very infantile manner, this war that Israel is waging against Gaza. Basically, it's a starvation, a genocide of the people in Gaza over the past 2 years. And we just learned today that Hamas announced it agrees to immediately enter negotiations for the release of all hostages under Trump's Gaza proposal. This is the latest update that we have. Hamas is essentially saying, I will enter negotiations around your framework. They have not agreed to release the hostages, and we will not see that happen over the next 24, 48. They even said it's not likely to happen in the next 72 hours. And of course, multiple things are true. The hostages should be released. These people have been through hell. The people of Gaza deserve, number one, food. Number two, not to be genocided and displaced by a larger entity next to them. And both states deserve sovereign borders. Those are all very rational things to say. That being said, the Trump administration has no moral high ground when trying to solve this. Trump has posted AI videos of something he calls, quote unquote, Trump Gaza, where it's him and Netanyahu literally shirtless, sipping out of coconuts, and then it's women with beards and bikinis dancing. Trump posts some crazy AI slop, and it's not conducive to solving any sort of war. Now remember, everybody online is immediately saying, Trump has solved this and finished this. We already had a ceasefire back in January. When Trump took office, I remember covering this. There was a ceasefire, and I remember being relieved. It's going to be less death overall, hopefully, but then the ceasefire was immediately broken by Israel in the same way that when Donald Trump negotiated a ceasefire, quote unquote, ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, it was immediately broken by Russia. Over and over, Russia continues to bomb and Trump doesn't hold them accountable. It's like we have no strength right now. But to continue, Hamas announces it agrees to immediately enter negotiations for release of all hostages under Trump's Gaza proposal. Notice the wording there. Hamas announced it has agreed to enter negotiations in a potential breakthrough after months of failed efforts. And I don't mean to sound cynical. Of course, I want the hostages to be returned, and I want the people in Gaza to be safe. I want the people in Israel to be safe. It is a very rational position. But at the end of the day, I don't have that much faith that Donald Trump's insane, like, blusterous way is going to work. I mean, just read further. Hamas stopped short of accepting the Trump proposal unconditionally. The militant group said it's ready to immediately enter negotiations through mediators to discuss the details of the exchange and said it is ready to hand over the governance of Gaza to a, quote, Palestinian authority of independence based on Palestinian national consensus and with reliance on Arab and Islamic support. The response to the Trump proposal, which was sent to the U.S. through mediators, was obtained by CNN. Now, this is where it gets even more wild. So Greg Carlstrom reports, quote, guessing this is the first time ever the White House approvingly posted a statement from Hamas and mistakenly attributed it to the president, the actual literal White House account posted a letter. The letter was written by Hamas, and it is signed by Hamas at the bottom. We'll get to that. In this letter, which is cordially written to say we don't fully accept it, the White House account ends up saying, quote, President Donald J. Trump releases important statement on Hamas response to President Trump's proposal. One more time. President Donald J. Trump releases important statement. Now let's read the statement that they posted and then deleted. Important statement on Hamas response to U.S. President Trump's proposal. And this is from Hamas. Out of keenness to end the aggression and genocide being carried out against our steadfast people in the Gaza Strip and stemming from national responsibility and in defense of the constants, rights, and higher interests of our people, the Islamic resistance movement Hamas has conducted an in-depth consultation within its leadership institutions, broad consultations, and is, you know, talking in order to reach a responsible position. After a thorough study, the movement has made its decision and conveyed the following response. It says, Hamas appreciates the Arab, Islamic, and international efforts, as well as the efforts of U.S. President Trump. Then it says, within this framework, and in a manner that achieves to end the war, the movement announces its approval of releasing all occupation prisoners, both living and remains, according to the exchange formula contained in Trump's proposal, with the necessary field conditions for implementing the exchange. In this context, the movement affirms its readiness to immediately enter, through the mediators, into negotiations to discuss the details. They are now going to enter the negotiations to talk about the release of all hostages. But they attributed this statement to Donald Trump, which may not be the most important part of this. I mean, I want to see the war end. That's the most important part of it. I want to see the people of Gaza not be starved. That's the most important part. But at the end of the day right here, Hassan Abi even points out Donald Trump is Hamas. And then it now says the post is unavailable because they deleted it. But someone commented, the Islamic Resistance Movement of MAGA. Someone posted a photo of Trump with a Hamas headband, always was. And then someone does provide the screenshot. It's absolutely absurd that the White House posted, then deleted a statement from Hamas and attributed to the President of the United States. Donald Trump also just updated his Truth Social 35 minutes ago with a statement saying, quote, based on the statement just issued by Hamas, I believe they are ready for a lasting peace. Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly. Right now, it's far too dangerous to do that. We are already in discussions on details to be worked out. This is not about Gaza alone. This is about long-sought peace in the Middle East. He is Nobel Peace Prize baiting, but if he can get the bombing to stop, that is a good thing. He is conceding here that he's known Israel's been relentlessly bombing the Gaza Strip, and now he's placing pressure when he sees an opening for a deal. At the end of the day, anything that inches us closer to peace is good, but I still do not buy that Donald Trump is a quote-unquote peace president when he is currently declaring war on our cities. He lets Netanyahu and Putin and other dictators get this far. We'll continue to cover this. If you appreciate what we do on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like. If you made it this far in the video, comment bar fight and let me know if you have post notifications on for the Adam Mockler channel, because I'm doing this really fun bar fight debate soon and I want you guys to see it. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.